McGraw-Hill Audio presents Winning the Loser's Game, Timeless Strategies for Successful Investing. Written by Charles D. Ellis. Read by John Lesko. Chapter 1. The Loser's Game. Disagreeable data are streaming steadily out of the computers of performance measurement firms. Over and over again, these facts and figures inform us that investment managers are failing to perform, that is, to beat the market. Occasional periods of above-average results raise expectations that are soon dashed as false hopes. Contrary to their often articulated goal of outperforming the market averages, the nation's professional investment managers are not beating the market. The market is beating them. Faced with information that contradicts what they believe, people tend to respond in one of two ways. Some ignore the new knowledge and hold to their former beliefs. Others accept the validity of the new information, factor it into their perception of reality, and put it to use. Investment management, as traditionally practiced, is based on a single basic belief. Professional investment managers can beat the market. That premise appears to be false. If the premise that it is feasible to outperform the market were true, then deciding how to go about achieving success would be a matter of straightforward logic. First, since the overall market can be represented by a passive and public listing such as the Standard & Poor's 500 Stock Index, S&P 500, a successful manager need only rearrange his or her portfolios more productively than the mindless S&P 500. The manager can be different in stock selection, strategic emphasis on particular groups of stocks, market timing, or various combinations of these strategies. Second, since an active manager wants to make as many right decisions as possible, he or she will assemble a group of bright, well-educated, highly motivated, hard-working professionals whose collective purpose will be to identify underpriced securities to buy overpriced securities to sell, and to beat the market by shrewdly betting against the crowd. Unhappily, the basic assumption that most institutional investors can outperform the market is false. The institutions are the market. They cannot, as a group, outperform themselves. In fact, given the cost of active management, fees, commissions, market impact of transactions, and so forth, 75% of investment managers have and will, over the long term, underperform the overall market. Because investing institutions are so numerous and capable and determined to do well for their clients, investment management is not a winner's game. It has become a loser's game. Day trading is worse. It is a sucker's game. Don't do it. Ever. Before analyzing what happened to convert institutional investing from a winner's game to a loser's game, consider the profound difference between these two kinds of games. In a winner's game, the outcome is determined by the correct actions of the winner. In a loser's game, the outcome is determined by mistakes made by the loser. Dr. Simon Ramo, a scientist at TRW Incorporated, identified the crucial difference between a winner's game and a loser's game in an excellent book on playing strategy, Extraordinary Tennis for the Ordinary Tennis Player. Over many years, Dr. Ramo observed that tennis is not one game but two, one played by professionals and a very few gifted amateurs, the other played by all the rest of us. Although players in both games use the same equipment, dress, rules, and scoring, and conform to the same etiquette and customs, they play two very different games. After extensive scientific and statistical analysis, Ramo summed it up this way. Professionals win points. Amateurs lose points. In expert tennis, the ultimate outcome is determined by the actions of the winner. Professional tennis players stroke the ball hard with laser-like precision through long and often exciting rallies until one player is able to drive the ball just out of reach or force the other player to make an